The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe, rechalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I cannot get enough of this Fernando Tatis story about his drug violation. It just keeps getting better by the day. Yesterday on C2C, we were talking about him, you know, with the whole ringworm story. You know, he's got like this story that he used a medication for ringworm and everything else. So now, and I just wanted to hurl when I heard it, his father has backed up the kid's claim that he violated the baseball drug policy because of a steroid that was contained within a ringworm medication and called it a catastrophe that the Padres superstar's reputation has been forever tarnished because of it. So Tatis Sr., who played in the majors, was on a show in his native Dominican Republic that Tatis Jr. used the medication Trofaball to treat ringworm that appeared on the side of his neck, a photo of which was posted on his mother's Instagram page. The medication is a spray that is used to treat skin conditions, scars, burns, etc. So on the label, it said Clostebol, the anabolic steroid that he tested positive for, and neomycin, an antibiotic, and that's like the main ingredients of it. He got an 80-game suspension last week after testing positive for the Clostebol, and they ruled him out of the rest of the regular season, 48 games left, and it doesn't matter if they go to the playoffs, if they get there, whatever. The remainder of his suspension is going to be at the beginning of next season. So he's busted. We all know that the guy was just about to come back from his left wrist injury that he got in the offseason when he was, like, wrecking a motorcycle in December. I mean, he's basically an idiot. I think he's an idiot because he's got a 14-year, $340 million deal, and he's out, you know, flying around the DR on motorcycles and risking his career and life. You can say whatever you want, that I'm crazy that I say that, that he's risking his career and life riding around on motorcycles. But truth be told, he did wreck. He did break his wrist. He did have surgery. It did ruin his season. And then the drugs, I think he took to recover, and he is now done with baseball until the beginning of next year. And not at the beginning, into the beginning of next year. So bottom line is, how can you trust this kid? He's 23 years old. He's not reliable. And the Padres have, like, to a man, been turning on him. How about the GM, A.J. Preller? He started talking about trust issues with the kid while talking to reporters last week in D.C. So the kid's father acknowledged that his son made a mistake and not realizing that there was a steroid in the medication, a violation of the drug policy, but he said that it could have been managed better by the league without going into specifics. So his father is blaming the league and the Padres for his idiot son's mistake. And you can call him whatever you want. I'm going to call him an idiot because he is an idiot. The guy never plays. He's got the second year of a 14-year deal. He didn't play last year. He was out all the time. And then this year, he missed the entire season. So who's laughing now? He is an idiot. And his dopey father's blaming the league. His father said, quote, "I don't think there was reason to destroy the image of a player over something as minor as that." He added that it's a catastrophe what has taken place, not just for his son, but for all of baseball. There are millions of fans who are going to stop watching baseball now. It's a total disappointment for Dominican fans, fans throughout the world, for something so insignificant that wasn't worth it. It's a topical. That's what came out as positive in his body, is something that doesn't give you strength, first of all, doesn't amplify your weight training regimen, that, and secondly, doesn't have any testosterone, and thirdly, doesn't contain absolutely anything that would give you an edge in the game. What has occurred is a catastrophe for baseball, according to the kid's father. The father needs to shut the Pharrell up. The kid's still getting his $340 million guaranteed money. And his dad's making an ass of himself by opening his mouth and blaming everyone except his own son who did it. And I don't believe their story either. First of all, he's stupid. Clostebol is a derivative of testosterone and is a steroid and has been banned by the World Anti-Doping Agency. Baseball has banned it as a substance since the start of the drug testing program in 2003. There's been other players that have been popped for it. One of them, D. Gordon. Freddie Galvez got popped for it, too. This kid is the first player in Major League history with 80 home runs and 50 stolen bases within the first 300 games of his career. The kid never plays. He's played in only 273 out of 546 regular season games, and he missed the final 7 weeks of the 2019 season because he had a lower back stress problem and spent all of 2021 dealing with his bad left shoulder that kept him out of the lineup all kinds of games. He cost his team. They went out and basically bought Juan Soto by giving up their entire farm system. And then they got a payroll that's, I mean, historic levels trying to win a championship. They got three guys making over $1 billion. Tatis said he was devastated by the circumstance and he's not appealing the suspension. He started serving it already. His dad said he's going to travel around to several places throughout the DR to explain their version of events to all the young baseball players. His father acts like baseball's taking the game away from his son. He said, "There's no human being who will ever be able to take that away, the grace with which Fernando plays the game. There's something that nobody will ever be able to take away, that from his son. Baseball can't do anything to him and ruin it." But, like, he did this to himself, you moron. I get it. He's a dad protecting his son. But in this instant, he's just making a fool of himself trying to talk this down. This is like Canelo Alvarez talking about tainted meat tacos. That's why he failed a roid test. I got to tell you, he deserves what he's getting from everybody. His teammates, the GM, the owner, everyone's turned on him. But I said yesterday on C2C, when they go to spring training and then when they start the season and then he finally gets to play again, you know they're going to suck up to him. You know they're going to forget about it. They're going to give him a second chance. They're all going to support their boy after all of them, one by one, literally, guys left and right, just slamming him for what he did to the team. He hurt the team. he costs the team. If they had that lineup with Bell, Soto, Machado, Tatis, and all the great pitching that they have, and, you know, Musgrove and Darvish, it goes on and on, Clevenger, Snell, they have a team that can be dangerous in the postseason. There's no doubt they're a playoff-caliber team. But they choked last year. Are you going to be surprised if they choke again this year for the wild card? Because they're not winning the West, because they can't beat the Dodgers. The Dodgers kick their ass every time they play them, even with Tatis. But they have a team that could go into the wild card, win a game, go into a series, win a series, and get deep into the playoffs with a lineup like that and pitching like that. And he hurt them. So his teammates are mad at him, and deservedly. He's got it coming. They should be doing him. They should be saying bad things about him. He does need to grow the F up. For his dad to say that it all happened because of something that's not worth this issue, just some topical for the skin and not performance enhancing, his dad is absolutely tripping, and he's saying stupid things. I mean, everybody knows now that this drug has been banned forever, and he did it, and he used it, and he got busted for it. So you got to pay the piper. The worst thing is trying to talk your way out of it with all this ridiculousness. AJ Preller, the GM, said, quote, "I think we're hoping that from the offseason to now that there would be some maturity. And obviously with the news, it's more of a pattern and something we've got to dig a little bit more into." I'm sure he's very disappointed, but at the end of the day, it's one thing to say it. You have to start by showing it with your actions. Mike Clevenger said, "It's the second time we've been disappointed with him, and you hope he grows up." Preller said the team could further scrutinize the circumstances of his off-season wrist injury with the motorcycle wreck. "We'll start digging into the shoulder and the wrist. We'll look a little bit more into that now because we'll have some more time to have conversations there." And yeah, I think what we need to get to is a point in time where we trust each other over the course of the last 6 or 7 months. I think that's been something that we haven't been able to have there. In other words, there is no trust. And remember, all these guys, Clemens, Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, Pettit, everybody that ever got popped, they all got abused till no end by the media and fans. They got ridden hard. What are we supposed to feel sorry for this immature Dominican player that's making $340 million? You got to be kidding me. Pharrell, that. I say people need to keep lighting his ass up. The suspension isn't going away. His father needs to go away and shut up. And the kid needs to serve his time. And forevermore, people are going to know all of his numbers are rigged. Bottom line is, I think the kid is a phony. And they're going to have to learn how to win without his ass.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.